share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. It's been 2 years ever since the first lockdown started because of the pandemic. These 2 years were definitely eventful and has caused a major shift in our lifestyle. The government has made a decision to resume our old lifestyle with the new norms this the 1st of April, and we are so excited about it. Here are some of the things we miss and can finally start looking forward to when the clock strikes 12 on April 1st. Hang out at the Mammoth for extended hours. Many of us are looking forward to Mammoths. Staying open after midnight because that's when the real fun begins. After a night of drinks, you go to the nearest Mammoth and order their Tay O Ice Limau, Roti Teller, and Maggi Goreng Ayam Tamba Teller. It's even more amazing when there is a football game going on at that time. That's the life. Tapao Supper. We know those midnight cravings hit hard, so now that curfew for establishments will be lifted, that means we can go tapao supper in the wee hours of the morning. Craving for MCD nuggets and their ice cream? Just grab the keys and go. If you want to save some money, you can even go to KK Mart to buy some frozen wedges to put in the air fryer. Go overseas without VTL. For many of us, our passports may have expired or may be gathering dust. So it might be a good idea to take it out and renew it if needed, so that you can go on your trip overseas that has been delayed for 2 years. Pro tip. Before booking your flights, etc., confirm if the country's borders have opened up to Malaysians and check for their local rules and regulations. COVID restrictions are still applicable in many countries. Road trip to Thailand or Singapore. Be it a day trip or a weekend trip, driving overseas to either Thailand or Singapore is something that we haven't done in a long time. According to Bernama, the two border gates of Sadao, Songkhla Province, Bukit Kayu Hitam, Kedah, and Wong Prachan, Satin, Wong Kelian, Perlis, will be reopened to fully vaccinated tourists from April 1st, and the SOPs for entering Thailand are as follow. Apply online for the Thailand Pass at least 7 days before travel. Book a designated hotel in advance. Perform an RT-PCR test on the first day of arrival and a self-antigen test on the fifth day. And buy medical insurance with a minimum coverage of US$20,000. Read more about it here. As for Singapore, the border will be opening up on the 1st of April as well, and here are the SOPs if you will be crossing the causeway on private vehicles. Have valid travel documents, such as their passports, vehicle entry permits, VEP, and a valid auto pass card, SG's Touch and Go. Submit digital vaccination certificates in advance to the vaccination check portal on the Safe Travel website, and complete SG arrival card within 3 days before arriving at the checkpoints. Here's a guide to applying for VEP. It's best to apply beforehand, as there will be a processing time. Even though it might not be as spontaneous as last time, at least we can still go on planned road trips. This shift to endemicity doesn't mean that COVID-19 doesn't exist anymore. At the end of the day, we still need to be vigilant when conducting our daily activities. What are you looking forward to on the 1st of April? Let us know in the comments. Also read, 13 SOPs Malaysians need to follow during the endemic phase starting the 1st of April. Source. LJUL Wikimedia Commons Source. QWERTY Binary L Wikimedia Commons Source. Provided to WOB Source. Astro Awani Source. Lionel Lim L Wikimedia Commons. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.